This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People confirmed dead thanks to those horrific Kentucky floods. But our top conversation for this show anyway has to be that the U.S. kills an Al-Qaeda leader, al-Zawahiri, who had a long history of killing people through a machine that he helped create. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, let's start with that, as the president took to the airwaves early in prime time to talk about the hit.
My fellow Americans, on Saturday, at my direction, the United States successfully concluded an airstrike in Kabul, Afghanistan, to kill the emir of Al-Qaeda, Ayman al-Zawahiri. You know, Zawahiri was bin Laden's leader. He was with him the whole time. He was his number two man, his deputy, at the time the terrorists attacked 9/11. He was deeply involved in the planning of 9/11. One of the most responsible for the attacks that murdered 2,977 people on American soil. For decades, he was the mastermind behind attacks against Americans, including the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, which killed 17 American sailors and wounded dozens more. He played a key role in the bombing of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania, killing 224 and wounding over 4,500 others. He carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens, American service members, American diplomats, and American interests. And since the United States delivered justice to bin Laden 11 years ago, Zawahiri has been a leader of Al-Qaeda, the leader. From hiding, he coordinated Al-Qaeda's branches and all around the world, including setting priorities for providing operational guidance that called for and inspired attacks against U.S. targets. He made videos, including in recent weeks, calling for his followers to attack the United States and our allies. Now, justice has been delivered, and this terrorist leader is no more. People around the world no longer need to fear the vicious and determined killer. The United States continues to demonstrate our resolve and our capacity to defend the American people against those who seek to do us harm. You know, we make it clear again tonight that no matter how long it takes, no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out. After relentlessly seeking Zawahiri for years under Presidents Bush, Obama, and Trump, our intelligence community located Zawahiri earlier this year. He had moved to downtown Kabul to reunite with members of his immediate family. After carefully considering the clear and convincing evidence of his location, I authorized a precision strike that would remove him from the battlefield once and for all. This mission was carefully planned, rigorously minimized the risk of harm to other civilians. And 1 week ago, after being advised that the conditions were optimal, I gave the final approval to go get him. And the mission was a success. None of his family members were hurt, and there were no civilian casualties. I'm sharing this news with the American people now, after confirming the mission's total success through the painstaking work of our counterterrorism community and key allies and partners. My administration has kept congressional leaders informed as well. When I ended our military mission in Afghanistan almost a year ago, I made the decision that after 20 years of war, the United States no longer needed thousands of boots on the ground in Afghanistan to protect America from terrorists who seek to do us harm. And I made a promise to the American people that we continue to conduct effective counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan and beyond. We've done just that. In February, our forces conducted a daring mission.
Wow, so this was such a huge hit. The president went on for maybe about 7 or 8 minutes. The drone attack, the first known U.S. strike inside Afghanistan since U.S. troops and diplomats left the country in August of 2021. Al-Zawahiri is somebody whose death had been rumored to have happened several times, but never, ever was it confirmed. And then there were questions as to whether or not he had gotten some kind of sanctuary from the Taliban following their takeover of Kabul in August of last year. Were they aware of his presence in the city? And the answer is supposedly, yes, they were aware of it. As the president said, he succeeded bin Laden after years as its main organizer and strategist. And this is obviously a huge, huge strike when you think of the impact. You know, there was a $25 million bounty on his head. He helped coordinate the September 11th attacks that killed almost 3,000 U.S. citizens, if you remember, people in the United States. And once again, this is a huge, huge hit if you think about him being taken out. As I was in New York when 9/11 happened, and right away when there were conversations about who were the people that needed to go, his name, of course, was one on the list. So needless to say, this has been a long, long, long time coming. He was indicted in the United States for his role in the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya, Tanzania, that killed people and wounded 5,000. There were 224 people that were killed, and he eluded capture when forces toppled Afghanistan's Taliban government just a year ago again. So this is a huge, huge moment that has been a very, very long, 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 long time coming. When you look at the list of ISIS leaders killed in U.S. strikes or raids, he would be at the very, very top of the list. There's no question about it. So bravo, no matter how you slice that, in my mind, and especially the way that it was executed, leaving no doubt whatsoever. Sadly, the other thing that people are talking about across the nation is the Kentucky floods. We've been talking about it for the past couple of days, that the governor said and knew, and you could tell by the way they were combing through the areas that more people were probably going to be found dead. 37 is the number. I mentioned it at the top. Hundreds still unaccounted for. And then you've got this severe weather that is threatening to come in, more rain, damaging wind, all of that. And the governor is just asking people to stay away from flooded areas and to take as much shelter as they can, higher ground, you know, go to higher ground at this point. It's been a complicated recovery because of storms, because of the raging water that has happened. And now the stories about what people have done to help other people, which those are incredible. What one mother did, where she took a vacuum cord, wrapped her kids up on it so she could, you know, in it, so she could tether them as much as possible to her because her house was being swept away. Can you imagine? All right, we've just scratched the surface. Much more to talk about, including grain making its way out of Ukraine. What does that mean to you and me?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
To England, why more people are going to the dollar store, and what I mentioned about grain and the nightmare of getting it out of Ukraine. Odessa is specifically where a ship carrying grain left that city for the first time since Russia's invasion and the blockade of the country's ports. The shipment has really come together as a result of a deal that was brokered by the UN to ease this global hunger crisis. So world leaders, of course, say it is badly needed. We need this hope in this race to combat soaring prices. Ukrainian President Zelensky says we got to guarantee the future of moving this food, of hauling these the grain in these freighters, and we can't have this illusion that Russia is simply going to not do anything to disrupt these exports. So it's expected to arrive in Turkish, what they call territorial waters, on Tuesday en route to Lebanon. And this is after a Russian missile strike on Odessa, at one day after this grain export deal was signed, remember, in late July. So there were fears that this whole thing is just going to crumble and basically fall away. It looks like the idea is, no, it's not going to do it. We're going to move forward and make this happen however it has to happen. There are some interesting side notes on this, including what the U.S. is doing. Because if you're keeping score money-wise, we've kicked in an additional $550 million in security assistance. So that includes ammunition for howitzers and high-mobility rocket systems, because that was one of the things that was asked for. And now we've provided about $8.8 billion in security assistance to Ukraine during this whole time. The European Union also is saying we're kicking in more, $1 billion in aid. They're going to get that to them by Tuesday while everybody holds their breath and watches and waits to see what happens with this grain and how has it affected us, because it's affected so much of what goes into things that are made that need that grain, where it trickles down, believe it or not, to the United States, and it has absolutely affected Africa and some really, really poor nations while people are starving, because that ultimately is part of what comes out of Ukraine. Think of like sunflower oil, and you think, well, what's that? What's sunflower oil got to do with anything? You look at the ingredients in so much of what is made, and then that has jacked up prices that much higher, right? While this is all happening, Brittany Griner, back in a Russian court Tuesday, she's making her first appearance since the United States acknowledged that there was this proposed prisoner exchange to free the WNBA star along with a security consultant, Paul Whelan. She faces the charges of cannabis possession, and there has been no progress on securing her release since they proposed the swap, because I think the thought was, this is a no-brainer. This is going to happen. The butcher for her, and which is who they wanted back for, you know, those two, but no movement whatsoever. And so much of this has to do, I think, with whatever Putin's strings he's going to pull, because he knows how much people want to see that happen in the United States. Let's put it that way. When I say people want to see that happen, I'm talking about politically speaking. So because of where this situation is with Ukraine, it might not happen. I mean, it's a big, big question mark, but it certainly didn't seem like that when this first was proposed. It seemed like, okay, we're going to make this happen and pretend everything else is okay and just move forward. But it has not moved forward. So I think there's some serious concern about whether it's even going to happen at all, because it, you know, there's a good chance it might not happen. It might not happen. So when I'm talking about prices and the supply chain and what things are made of and how that also is being affected, of course, by Ukraine, I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and I was actually in a dollar store. There's so many of them, and I was in there. Somebody had asked me to get something, and I went in there, and I started to talk to the manager of the store, and he was telling me how they can't believe the amount of people that they're seeing. Not that they don't have a steady flow of customers, and there's, you know, the business has been brisk, and it has been brisk during the pandemic. But he said it was a noticeable increase. And then I saw a story just this morning about what are people doing to combat this. Oh, are we in a recession and these high prices? And the answer is that they're skipping restaurant meals, or not as many, or zero. They're skipping vacations and doing staycations. I mean, groceries are 12.2% more expensive. Energy cost is 41.6% higher than last year. Even though gas has come down, which, thank goodness, that's a good thing. So with this growth, one thing that has happened is more dollar stores are opening, and what people, a lot of people are doing, which is what he told me, it's essentials they're running to get. Like, it could be shampoo, it could be some of the basic things, because a lot of them have food. So if it's condiments, he said that was big. Even bread, because in his they had bread, and those kinds of things were what people were getting, because they were so much cheaper than the grocery store around the corner. And with 61% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, how are you stretching that paycheck, right? What are you doing? Because there's no end in sight for these prices. And you see it. I mean, you feel it. I don't care where you are economically, you cannot tell me you have not walked into a store and had sticker shock by the time that you checked out. Picking up a few apples, getting some lettuce, grabbing some condiments, any of that. It is so much higher. Eggs or milk? Wow. So anyway, Lending Club, this is where the statistic comes from, says that it is 61% of Americans, about 157 million adults, paycheck to paycheck. So that is also up a couple percentage points from those who reported living paycheck to paycheck in May. And a year ago, the number of people who felt stretched was less. It was 55%. I mean, even people who are making money, are saying the same thing. When I say making money, like normally you would say someone's making $100,000 or more. And of course it depends how many miles are they feeding, where are they living, all that kind of thing. But they're reporting that it is paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, what does that mean? Hourly earnings, are they up? Prices are faster than the hourly earnings. So that's that whole thing with groceries and how you stretch it, especially, right? 9.1%. Remember that in June, the consumer price index, the average change in prices for consumer goods and, you know, services. Wow. I mean, I'm not shocked by this. So when I give you the wow, it's the numbers to me that are so scary sad. You know, the Federal Reserve hiking its federal funds rate by 0.75 percentage point a second consecutive time to calm what they're saying is the runaway inflation. So even the central bank is saying more increases are coming until inflation shows clear signs of a pullback. You know, I was looking at something from Frank Luntz, and if you don't know who he is, you probably have seen him on the tube at some point or heard him on great radio stations like this one when he talks about polls, because he's the ultimate pollster. In fact, we've had him on the show a long time ago. We'll try to get him back on because I like the way he breaks down numbers. But he was on CNBC, and he was talking about how inflation is playing out across the country and how people are furious and how is this going to affect the upcoming elections. And I think it's going to affect a lot of things when it comes to politics, no doubt about it. All right, you're not happy with it. We're going to the mailbag next.
You know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional leaders say a drone strike in Afghanistan killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri, a founding member of the terrorist organization and a key strategist behind 9/11. After making the announcement, President Biden issuing a warning to other terrorists.
We make it clear again tonight that no matter how long it takes,
no matter where you hide, if you are a threat to our people, the United States will find you and take you out.
California's largest wildfire has turned deadly. Fire crews found two bodies inside a burned-out car alongside the path of the massive McKinney Fire. The more than 55,500-acre wildfire is burning near the California-Oregon border and is 0% contained. USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expected to visit Taiwan sometime this week. That's according to a new report out from CNN, which cites a senior Taiwanese government official and a U.S. official. Pelosi's visit to Taiwan would come despite multiple warnings from China and also from the Biden administration. This as White House spokesman John Kirby reminds China,
there's no reason for the Chinese rhetoric. There's no reason for any actions to be taken. It is not uncommon for congressional leaders to travel to Taiwan. It is very much in keeping with our policy and consistent with our support to Taiwan under the Taiwan Relations Act. We shouldn't be intimidated by that rhetoric or those potential actions.
At least 37 people are dead and hundreds more are unaccounted for in Kentucky following catastrophic flooding throughout the state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Yeah, you can hit me up 24/7, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, just like Joe, Max, Dan, and some others did. So let's go right to this. Let's go to Max because he's so pertinent. He was obviously on top of watching what happened with Al-Zawahiri and the fact that he was taken out and Biden took to the airwaves, and what does that all mean? And here's what he says, Ms. Delaney. I'm sure you were paying close attention to this. This is a big hit. I realize that many people, including Democrats, are anti-Biden. But you got to say this is a win all the way around because it's about time that we knocked out somebody who was so responsible for Americans' deaths. And who knows what other things he ordered that perhaps we don't even know. And to have a precision drone strike where others aren't killed, hurt, any of that kind of thing is positive. There's no question about it. Obviously, there were people that were aware that he was where he was when the strike happened. So maybe there was some help on the other side. But all the way around, this is justice, 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 baby. We will never forget 9/11. Thanks for that. Absolutely, we will never forget 9/11. I've talked about this story many, many times, being in New York, seeing it, and then all the other areas that were hit. And forever, especially in the Northeast, I would see stickers that said, "We won't forget." You know, they would be on the back of trucks or cars or whatever. And I'm not noticing that as much, but that's, of course, cars that would be very, very old and maybe have been resold or whatever. But just the point is that people were really trying to keep that alive, and I think that as a nation in many places there have been really good efforts to remember the people who lost their lives. And Al Zawahiri, he was an Egyptian who took over Al-Qaeda after the U.S. killed bin Laden. I said this at the top. I mean, you know, he was a doc. He was a physician, and he had that anger and was part of the Egyptian Islamic Jihad. That was a militant group that merged with Al-Qaeda in the late 1990s. And certainly he was indicted. I also mentioned this, for his role in the 98 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Tanzania and Kenya. And then think of the coal as well. So this is the first U.S. strike in Kabul in almost a year, when a U.S. drone mistakenly killed an innocent aid worker and 9 members of his family days before the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan. Remember all the dust that was kicked up. So certainly this is a huge and important accomplishment. I mean, even Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz, 2 top Republicans, have said that, you know, that this is a huge strike, and it should be a message to terrorists near and far. If you conspire to kill Americans, we will find you and we will kill you. All right, this one from Joe, and it's a payoff because I mentioned this at the top and he brought it up and made me think about it again. But Joe says, Kate, just a friendly warning to anybody who sees people getting cheap tickets and going overseas. My family decided we were going to do that and go to England, and I actually had 2 friends that lived over in England, and I have 2 young children, and everything was smooth leading up to the trip, but not so smooth when we were making our way through British Airways. We did end up making it and coming back, and that we had a lovely time, but it was nervous moments when we were going in and out of Heathrow, and yes, we did get really inexpensive tickets. I would tell anyone who's looking now to wait. In fact, they've suspended, I think, a lot of the ticket sales because of all the problems they're having at their checkpoints. It took us, on the way back, it took us 7 hours to get through the airport, which has never happened to me anywhere in my life at any time. So beware, Americans, if you are flying to England. Yeah, British Airways actually stopped selling tickets because they're saying that they can't process all of this. And it's flights from Heathrow, and it's all the way up to, I want to say, August 8th or 9th, something like that. And they said it was the responsible thing to do. They had to do it because they have these challenges they just absolutely cannot meet. And so much of that has to do with not only just the airline. I mean, they canceled 30,000 flights over the summer. 30,000. And last month, there was a cap. Heathrow capped departing passengers, which is probably the chaos that he was met with, of 100,000, something like that. So then think about the rebooking, think about where the original flight was, how do you, you know, how many people were affected, and how do you accommodate all those people and get on another carrier? I mean, yeah. If you go there and this is your home airport and you have to turn around and you're furious and all of that, that's one thing. But if you are, like, with your family, yourself, whatever, and you have to get back from somewhere, different trying to get back from somewhere in the United States versus being overseas. And when they're saying things like, listen, we can't even guarantee rebookings. Oh, and Heathrow has a cap on the passengers. Oh, and we had huge piles of bags that we get pictured maybe every week that are just at the airport part of the whole processing thing. We can't process all the bags, and then they have to be flown back to certain areas, which is what happened with a carrier that flew back bags to the United States. It's a mess. I mean, listen, what are you going to do? If you're going, I would definitely take just a carry-on bag. I would not take a bag that I had to check. I don't know if I would take a bag that I had to check anywhere, including flying domestically the way things are unfolding now with flying. Just get really good at packing. Find a way to pack as easy as you can. All right, this one is from Danny, who says, Kate, I can totally feel for the people in Kentucky. You know, I'm here in Arizona, and we're dealing with these monsoons and this insane dust storms. And I say storms because they keep kicking up. I had to drive from Phoenix back to Tucson, and it was frightening how many times I had to pull over. But I can't even begin to compare when I think of those Kentucky floods and seeing the faces of those kids that luckily have been rescued, and hearing the stories of the kids that were not rescued and died in those raging waters. Just absolutely awful, depressing, terrible to think about what it would be like to be fighting for your life as you're washed out of your home and you are plunged into the unknown of who knows what they're actually trying to grab onto, if there is anything to grab onto. So anything that people can do to help the people of Kentucky, as much as we're having problems with the monsoons, oh, please, please do that. I totally agree with you. I mean, the suffering is going to continue. It's going to be worse. Forget about the whole damaged homes and rebuilding and the things that people have lost and all of that. I mean, it's a big part of it. But just starting with the impact on what would your mental health be like if you were flung into the middle of this, right? I mean, look, the governor established something called Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief to pay the funeral expenses of flood victims and to raise money for people that were impacted by the damage. I mean, they have well over $1 million in donations. You can go to Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief. And, of course, there are other agencies that are doing everything they can to help. But the thing that really got me was seeing the rescue teams wading through debris at this one place that was called Troublesome Creek after a search dog had detected the scent of a potential victim, and you could barely see them. And they were covered around them was just giant pieces of wood and concrete. And so imagine, how are you surviving that if you're washed away? I mean, it's a miracle if you're washed into running water and it's that deep and you somehow find a way to grab onto something when everything else has washed away and these things aren't hitting you and killing you because that debris is deadly. I mean, just debris. I told the story of this woman who tied herself, her children, she wrapped them in a cord, she cut off the vacuum, and then tied herself to it. And that's the way that they made it. That's the way that they made it. Otherwise, she says they would have never, ever, ever made it. Can you imagine? All right, you know what to do. You can email me anytime, day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
So it's almost time to go back to school and you think about kids and you think about lunch. Here's an interesting question. What if your child wants to go vegan? Now what do you do? This happened in my family. My nephew, when he was in middle school, decided he wanted to go vegan. And so everything had to change in the household. And he still does that now in college. So it's perfect timing to have Faith Robinson on, the senior strategist at People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Faith, thanks so much for coming on. It is an interesting question, and it's happening more and more, isn't it?
Yes, thank you so much for having me, and I'm so glad to hear about your nephew. Did they find that it was really easy to do?
They did. They found things that they could make. They found ways to get around some of what they couldn't with the school, and it's been more challenging at the university, but they're working on that too as well, and they found things that they can do there. So that's the parent's dilemma. What should parents do if their child, like my nephew, expresses wanting to go vegan? What do you do?
I think parents, first and foremost, really should be thrilled that their child is making a decision to help animals and our planet. Going vegan, each person saves about 200 animals every year. And it's easier than ever to enjoy all the same great meals and flavors that you like without any of the cruelty. So this is really a great opportunity for parents to support their child's compassionate decision. And we hope that they'll also embrace it and see just how important it is.
So that brings us to school and the lunches and what I was mentioning at the top. What are some easy ideas for vegan school lunches?
Well, packing a lunch for your kid can be as simple as tossing in a peanut butter and jelly, maybe something that you grew up taking to school as well. And also tofurkey deli slices and vegan cheese for sandwiches or crackers to go along with fruits and veggies are great options. If parents are looking for whole food options, there's some exciting things you can do too, like vegetable fried rices or maybe egg salad made from chickpeas or tofu. That's really popular with my daughter. The possibilities really are endless.
So then I'm thinking about this, and are there sort of age-appropriate ways, because it'd be different for different ages, for parents or whoever the guardians might be, to teach young children about being kind to animals?
Absolutely. I think these conversations are important really at any age to talk to children about animals and also where our food comes from, but there's definitely age-appropriate ways of doing that. With young kids, it's easy to talk to them, maybe through reading books together. There's a couple of my daughters, too, that we like in our household. Hey, Little Aunt and Before You Were Mine are really sweet stories to read with young kids. And you can find lists of wonderful books at petakids.com. And with older kids, I've heard from other parents, too, that talk about how great it's been to take their older kids to farmed animal sanctuaries. So it's great to be able to have those experiences, seeing animals live out their life healthy, happy, and free from exploitation. And that's really another great way to instill empathy in kids.
And do you find that there's like a, if we go back to the choice of going vegan to bring this back around again, do you find that there's new ways to cook, new cookbooks, websites? I think there is. Do you see that?
There is, and there's so many accounts on social media as well that are dedicated to raising vegan kids, all about recipes and things that you can eat when you go out together. There's so many options today, too, just in eating out. Nearly every restaurant has at least one vegan dish these days, so you can pick up a quick vegan meal for the family at places like Blaze Pizza, Chipotle, TGI Fridays, and so many others.
Great. Faith Robinson, Senior Strategist at People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. You can go to petakids.com for more on that. Faith, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, with a couple of minutes left here before the end of this hour, something else happened during the day. As we're moving along, there are sentences that are being handed down for those that were taken into custody well after what happened at the Capitol on January 6th in 2021. You know, there's so much focus on the committee and the hearings that just took place, and now this Department of Justice investigation. But a federal judge on Monday sentenced Guy Raffete, who brought a gun to the Capitol during the riot and threatened the speaker, he was yelling about Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to more than 7 years in prison. That's the longest insurrection-related sentence to date at this point. And he was a recruiter for the Three Percenters. And he was the first Capitol rioter to go to trial rather than take a plea agreement. So it was watching this play out was interesting because it was five hours in the courtroom on this sentencing part of this. He was convicted by a D.C. jury back in March of five felonies, which included transporting and carrying a firearm on Capitol grounds, interfering with Capitol Police, obstructing an official proceeding. He had gone to Washington with several guns, one of which he carried with him on the steps of the Capitol during the early part of the riot. And he was seen on the video, because, of course, so much was posted all over the place, where he said, "I just want to see Pelosi's head hit every blanking stair on the way out." And Mitch McConnell, too, he made a video recording of himself on that. So, wow, this hefty sentence paired with also the knowledge that every January 6th defendant to face a jury has been convicted, you wonder if this will deter some of the other defendants awaiting trial to instead take plea deals that have been offered by the Justice Department because of some of the sentences that have been handed down. There was a plea for leniency in advance of his sentencing. He was he said that he was a blanking idiot who was parroting founding fathers and stupid stuff like that, and that he doubled down on his rhetoric to garner money. This is what he said for his family during the course of his, you know, legal battle, that he was trying to do what he could. He said, you know, he just wanted to be heard, that he was doing what he felt like he had to do. Now, his wife and two daughters were in the courtroom when the sentence was handed down, and his younger daughter, he's from Texas, from a town outside of Dallas. His younger daughter told the judge that her father wasn't a threat to the family, and that her family turned a blind eye to his mental health issues, because that's what they said, it was mental health issues. His son testified against his father during the trial. He wasn't in the courtroom. There was a statement read by prosecutors that from the son that said that his father slowly lost himself over the last 5 years. And they said, but whether you view him as a father, a family member, or friend, using these labels to justify anything he's done is completely wrong. So that's the bottom line, that the sentence was the biggest sentence because he did not do the plea agreement thinking that that was the right way to go on this. And now 87-month sentence. And what the judge said is, I want to be very clear, under no legitimate definition of the term patriot does his behavior on and around January 6th fit that term. It is the antithesis of the word. The judge adding that the officers at the Capitol are the patriots, as well as those who fought and even died to protect our democracy, our rule of law. Those in the mob are not. Not only are they not patriots, they're a direct threat to our democracy and will be punished as such. So that's what was handed down. And, you know, even the mother of Ashley Babbitt, the rioter who was shot and killed by police that day, she was in the courtroom at times on Monday. So will this lead to plea agreements? And the sentencing obviously would be much different if they take the plea agreements, some of those that are left, because there are still many others that are going through those phases of the sentencing after the trials or trials that are coming up too as well. All right, the music's playing. That means that I have to exit stage left or right, whichever way and whatever direction I'm going. I just have to get off the stage, okay? Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work, as always, on the technicals, and to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.